listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start today's show off with some bad news.
Well, some bad news for this guy. Police in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. You ever been to Oak Creek?
I have not been to Oak Creek, Wisconsin myself. Ian, that's your neck of the woods?
I can't say I've ever been to Oak Creek either, but it sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Got a strange call at about 11 a.m. on Sunday. Somebody reported a driver swerving all over the road. The caller also alerted police that the man had a chicken on his shoulder.
Wow, I hate it when that happens.
How'd that get there?
Like a chicken sandwich, or is like, was he involved in one of these Popeye scuffles that we've been hearing about so recently?
Or did they give another name for a chicken and it's a totally different scenario?
No,
this is actually a live chicken on his shoulder. When the cops spotted him, it was a 42-year-old guy driving around with a live chicken perched on him.
Hell yeah.
Turns out he was under the influence.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when that happens.
It's not clear whether that was causing the swerving or it was the chicken's fault partially. Guy arrested for DUI.
That's a well-behaved chicken. Just perch right there on your shoulder?
I mean, while driving? Yeah.
That is like the modern-day version of a pirate, you know, because pirates were drunk, they raided, so, you know, you had a parrot on your shoulder. Now you're just driving.
Instead of sailing the high seas, you're driving around in your Nissan.
That's right.
With a chicken on your shoulder. Man, you were born in the wrong time, my friend.
Instead of R, it's car!
So, an Alaska college is allowing students to pay outstanding parking fines with donations of peanut butter and jelly for fellow students facing hunger. Isn't that
peanut
nice?
Peanut butter jelly time! Way at.
I like this because anytime we've ever dealt with a food bank or any sort of organization that deals with, people who don't have all the needs filled, especially when it comes to food, they say peanut butter is always the number one item that goes the fastest.
University of Alaska Anchorage said students can donate jars of jelly, peanut butter, and similar.
We killed this.
What, you want to?
It's a banger, man.
Yeah. And
for 4 seconds.
The buckwheat boys.
Kill it. It's awful. Okay.
It's my wedding song.
You remember
you proposed to your girlfriend?
Oh, I'm going to now.
Congratulations. I'll send her a text.
they can eliminate up to $60 worth of fines by donating peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
So, any nut butter, almond, cashew, peanut butter, or any flavored jam, jelly, marmalade, preserves, etc. will be accepted. All donations must be commercially produced.
Thank you.
No home canning, because let's not kid ourselves. Homemade jam is creepy.
Nobody wants to eat somebody's homemade nut butter. I'm sorry.
Well,
catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who's the hottest older celebrity in your opinions? Helen Mirren is a babe still. I'd say yes to anything she asks of me. Is there any older celebs that you feel that same way about?
Message deleted.
Well, Helen Mirren is a classic. She is such a good actress and so funny and entertaining. I think she's always like that pinnacle that everybody points out. But for me, I have had a long-standing man crush. Or just a crush, I guess.
Yeah.
On Martha Stewart.
Yeah, yeah.
She is a babe.
I mean, she looks damn good. But also, I mean, if you're talking older, because we're older now.
Sure, yeah. But so when you think about older, I mean, traditionally, like for celebrities, you think about celebrities in their 50s and 60s, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, like Jennifer Lopez is considered an older celebrity.
Yes, Elizabeth Hurley.
Cindy Crawford is 53.
Vanna White.
Yeah.
She's got to be late 50s now, at least.
Ooh, Michelle Pfeiffer. That's a good one.
Michelle Pfeiffer. She's still got it, man.
She's 60.
You know who else? Christy Brinkley doesn't age.
Oh, yeah. Christy Brinkley is unbelievably
And now that I knew that Suzanne Somers gets it on twice a day, I have no interest. That's just too much.
Yeah.
Come on. Thanks. We don't have that kind of energy.
Anybody got time for that, lady?
But yeah, Vanna White, by the way, 62.
62, wow.
But yeah, so when we think, like you said, because Helen Mirren's been, you know, she's in her 70s.
Yeah.
So for us to
when you think about people like your parents' age, you know, which would be considered older celebrities.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's tons of hot older celebrities, for sure.
I think this generation especially, you know, compared to, you know, you go back like 40 years and you didn't couldn't think of like a hot 70-year-old. Now you're like...
Well, that's because we were like 11 at the time. So.
Well, yeah.
But when you were 11, tell me there wasn't a whole bunch of hot 30-year-olds out there.
I mean, I think the only hotter, older, like 70-year-old when we were young was like Elizabeth Taylor. But that was because she was like the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Like her and Cleopatra.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Anyone who wins on the show Jeopardy is cool, but they seem like they would all collectively be terrible to hang out with. Like, they're all too smart. A date with one of those people would be so boring. And don't even get me started on their bedroom skills. I'm just going to assume that they're lacking in that area.
Message deleted.
Why would you assume that Jeopardy, like, they have the, like, for Jeopardy to win, not only do you have to, like, know, you have to have an extensive knowledge of everything, but you also have to have the fast twitch muscles to get the,
nimble,
get the little button off.
Nimble fingers, yeah.
And, you know. That has some uses.
It's like 90% of it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I may be like a diamond in the rough here, but you know how they always say that you should never tell a person to calm down if you want them to like chill out? Well, I'm actually one of those guys. Only have to tell me once, and then it's like, oh, okay, gotcha.
Message deleted.
Is there any more ineffective words in the English language than calm down?
Go home and say that to your significant other, man or
I
woman,
dare you.
And see what happens. And see what happens when they get riled up. I mean, you are just, it is the verbal equivalent of throwing gasoline directly onto a fire.
Do you want to know how that works out?
Calm down.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch-ass hoe that told me to calm down? What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
Ooh. You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Oh, jeez. The worst carrot, the mother of all carrots.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I like how she's a victim now.
Oh, yeah. People are coming after her for acting like a psycho.
Yeah, cool.
Calm down.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So a Mexican police officer who arrested El Chapo's son, who, by the way, didn't like capture him and lock him up.
No, there was a massive, almost warlike battle happening in the streets where they found him.
Well, how about another one in the streets? The Mexican police officer involved in the arrest of El Chapo's son was assassinated after his car came in under a barrage of gunfire inside of a parking lot. They killed him in the middle of the day, Wednesday morning. At least two men armed with semi-automatic rifles climbed out of a red car, opened fire on a Nissan, a four-door sedan, and shot him over 150 times.
Oh, horrible. Wow. Horrible, man. Like, it's unbelievable. They're saying this year may be the most violent year in Mexico's history, which just, I feel so bad for people who live there. I mean, like, you must live in fear if you live anywhere near any of these, like, warring factions. And, like, why would anybody want to get into law enforcement if you're in Mexico when this is the kind of stuff that happens on a regular basis?
So they had him, you know, on his knees up against the wall, El Chapo's son.
Yep.
And then they had to retreat because the cartel was raining such hellfire down.
They rolled in with 50 cals.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, those are literal weapons of war. I mean, like, one 50 cal bullet will just
blast through a whole block of houses.
It will blow up your body. You will just be eviscerated or cut you in half.
It would shoot straight through your house.
Yes.
Insane. But another police officer gets killed in the middle of the day. Like, there just is no remorse for these cartels. It's nuts.
It's something needs to be done, man. That is the thing. And, you know, I know they're trying down there, but, like, I don't know if, like, the UN needs to get involved because it is reaching, like, you know, if they're saying this is the most violent year on record. That is saying something.
It is a literal war zone.
It's a beautiful country, beautiful part of the world, and it's
amazing people that just can't live their lives.
Yep. You're living in constant fear.
So a bunch of cell phone users got old Valentine's texts, and this is what makes it awkward, is that a lot of those texts were from their exes as well as potentially loved ones that had passed away after there was a glitch with major carriers.
I was like, was it National Text Your Ex Day or something?
No, dozens of people reported receiving outdated messages from acquaintances, friends, ex, and loved ones wishing them happy Valentine's Day, which appeared to have been sent but not delivered in February of last year. Carriers like Verizon, AT&T, Sprint have all been involved in the reports. Users on Twitter have reported receiving the belated texts, saying the fallout of the technical glitch has ranged in severity. Several users say they received texts from deceased loved ones, including late husbands and friends, according to reps from Verizon, a third-party vendor, which facilitates network infrastructure for many carriers, may be responsible for the glitch. So they're all pawning it off as on a third-party vendor, but how creepy, and also how problematic.
Right. Now,
how do you explain to your current significant other if your ex is texting you on Valentine's Day? Oh, no, no. They're not actually. They're
it's not even Valentine's Day.
And what happens if you respond?
Right?
Like, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. You're like, oh, she's drunk. What's up, girl?
See, here's what I think happened here. Some dude who works for one of the big, you know, what I guess it was Verizon, who had this, whose problems the users were experiencing. He got caught with some texts that he wasn't supposed to have, so he ended up firing these all off to save his own ass. See, look, no, it wasn't me. It was a national problem,
that's
babe.
Exactly
a glitch.
Right.
It was a glitch. So it was a software engineer who got caught. That's what it was.
I don't think about her, baby. Don't worry.
So sleep divorce is a thing, and it's on the rise. The latest data reveals that sleeping apart is more common than the culture would have you believe. According to the National Sleep Foundation, about 12% of married couples sleep in separate beds. That's more than I would expect, 12%. Well,
that seems low to me.
12% of married couples?
Yeah, that seems a little low. Just
really?
Because of how prevalent this is now. This is a trend.
I mean, I think it's high just because who has an extra bedroom that's equal to the master? And who gets the master bedroom? So here's the problem with this, right?
The is better that, looking person?
Yeah.
Is that house
the one of us who's, you know, lucky to be with our spouse?
The one who doesn't smell as bad.
The one, you know what I think it should be? The one who wakes up later has to sleep in the other room. The one who wakes up earlier gets the master.
It's just because you wake up early.
That's right. Of course it is. But the reason why I say that is because you got to think that all of the clothes are going to be in the main closet, right?
I don't know.
And the bathroom.
All my clothes are already in the guest room closet. My wife's got the whole.
She takes the entire closet?
Whole master. Yeah. Before we.
Man.
Yeah. I was generous.
Owned, son.
Mm. I was generous.
One conversation and she just took the whole closet?
That's right.
You have to walk down the hall nude to get your...
That's right. I like walking around the house. No.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Would you be... if your wife suggested this, would you be offended?
I mean, not if she swung by before bed.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, it's time for an all-new blooper reel, and I don't know if this has been the best week for both of us, my friend.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough.
Yeah.
I don't know if our mouse decided to take the week off.
Once again, my mouth has betrayed me. You dirty, dirty old girl.
I treat you right. Why don't you treat me right? You have a girl mouth?
No, I'll take it back.
Old girl.
Old girl.
Old girl.
It was
old
a team
girl.
Effort this week, everybody.
Was it? Yeah?
Unfortunately.
You make an appearance, too?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
My man.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
What was happening on the day before?
It's tournament season, bartending, yeah. It was like two back-to-back 16-hour days.
So they're saying...
Two back-to-back 60-hour days?
16. It was like... Two back-to-back 16-hour days.
Post on Instagram from Shifty Shell Shock, whose real name is Seth Binzer, said on Instagram, by the grace of God, we are all okay, just cuts and bruises. Post on Instagram from Shifty Shell Shock.
He found some Olive Garden. And in another clip, he's very upset about a recall on mushrooms. And in another clip, he's very upset about a recall on mushrooms.
But like Britney Spears couldn't walk down the street anywhere in the world without getting mobbed.
Well, neither could Lindsay Lohan at the peak.
Yes, she can.
It was like Britney one Spears and a half years.
Is infamously.
Infinitely?
Infamously.
Britney one Spears and a half years.
Is infamously. Infamously.
Officials want to increase parking fees at McCarran International Airport for the first time since 2013 to raise an extra $4.7 million annually to help pay for improvements to parking and ground transportation service. What did I say, annually?
You said annually.
Annually? To raise an extra $4.7 million annually.
Well, neither could.
Annually.
Is infamously.
Post on Instagram for the Shifty Shell Rock.
A recall on mushrooms.
To raise an extra $4.7 million annually.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are good.
Every week, I think, we're going to be better.
Nah.
And every week, we're not.
Massive failure, Dave. Massive failure, my friend.
If you suck at your job, don't feel bad. You're not alone.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, I love this. I mean, it's high-level thinking, obviously, from this guy. A man convicted of murder was rushed to the Iowa State Penitentiary to the hospital where he had a heart attack. And it had to be restarted 5 times. And he claims his life sentence was fulfilled because he died.
Oh, okay.
And he has overstayed his prison time by 4 years because this happened back in 2015.
So they should.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want this guy to get out. He's a murderer. I respect the move. I respect
that is some
high
level thinking. Yes. Yeah.
I died.
He died.
I died. I'm dead.
He technically did die. He Nikki sixed it, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, if you die, then, I mean, like if this were to, like, let's say he gets out on a technicality, he won't. But let's just say in a theoretical world, like, you set the precedent where, okay, then after this, anytime any bad thing happens to you while you're in prison, you're just dead. They're not going to revive it. They're not going to bring it back. I'm also kind of shocked that, like, you know, he's a convicted murderer. He had a heart attack. You know, why are we wasting time to revive him?
Right?
Can we just call this one a day?
He got septic poisoning from large kidney stones.
Ugh. Can we just go, you know, the walk away from the blackjack table?
Is that the dealer hands?
Yeah.
Show both sides and be like, well, sorry, revive.
It's been a day, but meanwhile, now our taxpayer dollars are continuing to feed him.
South Carolina man who went to McDonald's for a sweet tea says he received a little extra herbal substance on the side. Paris Brown went to McDonald's. Hilton Head Island asked for a sweet tea with light ice, extra lemon. Brown believes extra lemon was code for marijuana since he found 3 bags of weed in his cup. And he said he only realized it once he was, quote, high as a kite. Brown said that he had never had marijuana, so he didn't recognize the taste.
Okay.
He said he paid regular price for the items. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says an investigation is ongoing. They didn't specify which McDonald's Brown had gone to other than the general vicinity.
I don't think extra lemon is code for marijuana.
Somebody
just forgot that their weed was in one of those cups.
No, I don't think he had. I think he put it in there.
Oh, you think he?
Oh, really?
Okay.
But he's never done weed before.
I've never had, like, there's a big difference.
Says him.
There's a huge difference between, like,
Also, do they just have, like, a bunch of, like, open weed in there, or was it in the bags? Because if it's in the bags, would really enough THC escape to get you high if it was all bagged up?
Why would you even open the thing, too? Like, most of the time, it's got a lid on it.
Right.
You can't see through the cups.
Seems a little suspicious to me.
Paris Brown was high. He was high.
He was high.
Just admit it. He forgot his weed.
Do they have, like, CBD teas and stuff, Ian?
Oh, yeah. I love CBD tea, actually.
You do?
Yeah, with a little bit of ginger in there.
I still haven't tried CBD.
You're not really missing much, Dave.
Really?
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't see why. You know, it's very uplifting, so I think that might be good for you, but
it's very uplifting? Like, what do you mean?
It makes you feel good. Makes you feel happy.
Does it really?
Yeah, definitely.
Huh.
I'll get you one. We'll go out this weekend. We'll go get some CBDT. We'll do a little mandate.
Just me and you just drinking tea, just feeling uplifted.
Yeah.
You're great, Ian. You're great, Dave. Oh, man, this is fun. We should do this more often.
That'd be fun.
Pass.
Just try it.
So a top secret government center admits interference with garage door openers.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so just northwest of Warrentown, Virginia, this top secret government facility admitted this week that it was responsible for crippling dozens of garage door openers in two nearby subdivisions. More than 70 homeowners have reported that their openers started to fail about 2 weeks ago. The Warrenton Training Center B, a classified federal facility, issued a statement this week saying its radios may be to blame. The center's commander refused to comment to local media and just drove off in a black SUV.
Okay.
Of course he did.
Of course he
this
did.
Sounds like some smaller things. Oh, that's my personal life. I was going to say Stranger Things. That's a buddy. Freudian slip.
Oh, can't buddy. Think.
It's okay.
Over $1 million worth of adult toys have been stolen from a truck in Europe.
Why is this the story we have to move to next?
It just seems like it makes so much sense. The truck was on its way to make a delivery to Rocks Off LTD. At some point between 1 a.m. and 6:30 a.m., the trailer was broken into. $1.2 million worth of goods were stolen.
Hell yeah.
The police are appealing to anyone with information to please contact them.
Have you seen this vibrator?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
A wanted poster out? I don't know.
I mean, how many dildos does it take to get to $1.2 million?
And also, when you open that truck, you're like, yeah, I'm up. You think it might be like electronics or TVs.
Just a thousand.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what's something that makes you exceptionally happy in life? And I'm not talking about like your kids or your significant other or pets
that,
or any of that
all
stuff.
That BS.
All the normal stuff, right? Yeah. Becky said In-N-Out right before I start eating it. The smell, the anticipation.
Oh, God. Yes. Like just knowing like you're driving home. You
like,
got
this is going to be so awesome in my face.
Peek in the bag and the burger and the cheese is just coming right out.
Oh. And you just like take your finger and you run it along the side of the cardboard. You're like, mwah!
Do you guys get it in the because you know when they ask you, are you going to eat this in your car or are you going to take this home?
You're like, let's be real.
I'm always too ashamed to say I'm going to eat it in my car.
You're like, what do you think I'm going to do? Come on, man. Give me the car stuff. Tim said Crown Royal and Coke Zero while playing Call of Duty on a Friday night.
Oh.
Also, I am 43 years old.
Nothing wrong with that.
And Crosby chimed right in. 37 Apex Legends for me.
I'm playing Borderlands 3 right now and loving it. There's a gun that shoots hamburgers, which is everything America is all
about. Are they In-N-Out burgers?
No. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you love? Like, what brings you so much joy? It can be a really small thing or something significant. 702-791-1075 if you'd like to call. Text us at 73100 or on social media.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is it that makes you exceptionally happy? You can text us at 73100. The cooler weather, enjoying not being dripping in sweat halfway down the first fairway. Got two golf tee times this weekend.
Oh.
If you're a golfer, like that crisp weather where it's not too hot, but it's not too cold yet, you know?
Where it's like jacket for the first like four holes.
And then you start to warm up and you have like still the long sleeve beneath your golf shirt. Also, when you have a little, you know, a few extra pounds on you, just winter in general, because you get to bundle up in warm weather and,
this is
and
my
warm clothes. And
my favorite time of the year. For me, Christmas music. I have an unhealthy obsession. I've been listening. I mean, I listen to Christmas music, you know, pretty much not all year round, but like whenever I'm feeling down, I do. I throw on Christmas music and it makes me feel better. So it's like I love this time of year because as we're like moving closer towards Christmas, the turkey, the ham, all the meals, you know, you get to spend time with family.
This one, buying gifts for Christmas. Love getting gifts for other people.
Yeah. I'd much rather buy gifts than get gifts.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how to act. You know how like that whole like I don't know what to do with my hands?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I know how to act when Like, I don't feel like I act happy enough, even though it's very nice, but like...
We're happy. We're just dead inside.
Yes. I don't know how to act happy enough to show my appreciation.
Like, do I need to do a cartwheel? Because if I try to do a cartwheel, I'm going to throw out my back. It's not going to be good.
It's a mess your pants. It's going to be it's going to be terrible for everyone. Jason joining us this morning. What's up, Jason?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. What makes you really happy?
You know, it's that 14 football parlay for $20 that everyone tells you not to do. And you know what? Every once in a while, every 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe even 8, 10 weeks, it comes through.
Oh, just, God, it's so great.
The money that you get to spend, like...
Well, and just the enjoyment out of it, too. Like, when it comes to sports betting, there's nothing that is more worth it for me when it comes to gambling. Like, you go to a casino and you play blackjack or you play roulette, or if you're with some friends, maybe you play craps, and it's all fine.
Yep.
But there's nothing like having a couple of buddies and you guys all have the same bet and you're sweating out, hitting the over or the spread or whatever it is. And, you know, like you said, Jason, a $20 parlay, and it can be a whole weekend of sweating out that bet, and it is so much fun.
And if you lose the $20, you're just, you know,
it's fine.
It's fine. It's worth, you lost $20, but how often do you blow $20 on something that you wouldn't get, you know, 10 hours of enjoyment out of? And the occasion that it does hit, you know, that's a pretty good payout.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, depending on what you're betting, or, you know, if you're betting favorites versus dogs, you know, that's a couple $100.
Thanks for the call today, man. Appreciate you. This is a little thing, but I'm an assistant coach for a little league team that didn't do well in previous seasons. Two games won due to forfeit, but they are now undefeated. The boys, all average 8 to 10 years old, are all focused and kicking ass.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Hard work, man. I mean, seeing hard work pay off, there is something that can't really describe that, and I really can't describe it because I don't know what it's exactly about.
Seeing other people succeed because you've set them up to succeed and you've given them some tools, like passing down knowledge. When you get to a certain point in life, right? I mean, they always said there's a couple of different phases in life, and... Yeah, first, like, you're just learning everything, and then you become a sponge, and you're trying to gather as much information as possible. But then eventually, hopefully, you become the teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're able to offer insight or wisdom or whatever to somebody, and then you see them apply it, and it works, and it improves their life, like, that is beautiful. Michael, this also very beautiful. Listening to Mahoney cry when he loses at Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout.
I don't lose.
I fall asleep to
that. I get cheated. You guys cheat for the listener every single week.
So satisfying.
Really?
So good.
Last week, the guy said, you asked him what the official language of the Netherlands was, and he said Swedish.
Yeah, he changed it.
No, change it.
Oh, yeah.
Before the pony went on. Uh-huh.
That's the rules, bro.
That's how it works. That's the rules.
That's not a rule.
Catherine said donuts, the greatest gift to mankind. When somebody walks in unexpectedly, because I feel like you have to be surprised by donuts for them to be as good as they can be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it's like a Friday meeting and everyone always has donuts.
It's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah. You still look forward to it, but it's just fine. Mm-hmm. When somebody walks in with like the box of the good donuts.
Surprise donuts.
The surprise good donuts. You're like, hoo-wee.
Can we talk about the cereal on top of donuts? That does not make a donut premium and does not warrant a $3 extra charge.
And also, I don't know why. They always use the crappy frosting to secure the cereal to the top as well. It's a bad donut. Don't do that.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though, I will accept.
Okay, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That one, I will accept.
That's barely even a cereal. Cinnamon and sugar.
I am a donut purist. I want, you know, just give me a good chocolate donut, a good jelly donut, a good just glazed.
Oh, I like the Bavarian cream.
Oh, yes.
You take a bite of it and just on your shirt, and you're like, oh, I'm not even mad. I love you.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You like to call?
You can get it in my hair.
You call that one El Presidente?
So what makes you really, really happy? Besides, you know, donut stuff.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what makes you exceptionally happy outside of all the normal stuff in life that you'd expect? For me, it's the smell of fresh cut grass and also being on open water. So... not necessarily like the ocean because it's too rocky, but I love being on a lake when there's no waves, when it's just
like a glass.
It's just like glass and you're on a jet ski or you're on a boat and maybe the sun is starting to set. There's just something so pure about that wind hitting your face and the feeling of being out in the water. It just gives me this really strange sense of calm I don't normally feel.
Man, it's been years. I mean, years and years and years. But I love sitting on a dock early in the morning or late at night fishing.
Yeah.
Having a beer. Just enjoying the sounds. Not a whole lot of stuff. You know, you don't hear cars. You don't hear a lot of boats.
You just hear like a loon in the distance or something.
Loon.
Whatever they sound like.
Yeah, whatever.
Mahoney, that sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting. That's I want a painting of you doing that.
Like, as a young man, like when I would go and spend my grandparents lived down at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. And every summer I would go down there for like a month to visit with them. And I never understood why my grandfather would get up at like 4 a.m. and go down to the dock and just hang out down there. I just like
there's something so quiet and serene and peaceful. Like it's really hard to find those moments in life in general because there's so many distractions, right?
Yeah.
And there's so much noise and everything else. But first thing in the morning is the sun is coming up over a body of water because you get that reflection.
Oh,
too.
Oh God, it is. There's something just
hot
so
cup
beautiful.
Of coffee, but a chill in the air.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Except for the only problem is like anytime like I would actually get up early and go down there. Since it was like literally, you know, next to a giant lake and kind of in the woods, you like walk down there and there's just like spider webs in your face.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What's wrong with that surrounding? Oh, Jesus.
It's always right in the face.
Right in the face.
Right in the face. Damn you, spiders.
Maggie said the smell of a new book and the sound it makes when you crack it open for the first time.
The smell of a new book is, do you like this is one of the reasons why I don't buy a whole lot of used books because like, you don't know where that, like if it's your smell and it's an old book, you like it. But if it's somebody else's smell and it's an old book, it's like, ooh, this is nasty.
Where'd this book been?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I like the smell of old books. I love it. That brings me joy.
My own old books. Or if you're in, like, a library where there's a lot of, like, leather and mahogany and stuff. But, like, just general old books. Mm-mm.
What about for you, Ian? I mean, you're kind of a high-strung guy sometimes.
Oh, definitely. There's one thing I really love, and that's stepping on to a baseball field. I love just, especially when they just did the lines, the grass is cut, maybe the grass is still a little wet after the sprinklers, and you're just there and you're all alone with the baseball field. Yeah. For some reason, I just feel so American and so calm.
Yeah.
I don't even play baseball that often, but I just...
played ball in my life.
I think that goes back to what Dave was saying, like with that fresh cut grass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even if you go to a park where they just mowed and you're just like, oh man. As a younger person, you never understood the pride that some people in your neighborhood took in their lawns.
So for me as a kid growing up, that was a lot of what I did to make money was mow yards. Mm-hmm. And it's not the same. It's when you walk outside and unexpectedly smell the fresh cut grass.
Yes.
And then you look over and it's just a pristine lawn. You're like,
oh, damn.
I appreciate your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else. Austin said smoking a fatty in the tree stand. Yeah, sure.
I respect that.
Okay. Dana, I don't really get this one, but my crystals are my oracle cards.
Okay.
Whatever does it for you, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, watching football all day on the weekends.
Ooh.
If you're able, like when the fall months hit, you crack open the window or the door and you let that cool breeze in. Saturday, there's college football. Sunday, it's pro football all day. Mm-hmm. Just mwah.
We just got a screen door put on our house.
So now you can open the door without having to worry about bugs and stuff.
And it is the greatest. Like, I never knew how much I needed a screen door until, like, recently.
Like, the actual just natural breeze going through your house.
But then you hear people, like, talking as they're walking by. And
hey, Shut up! Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This is poor people out exercising. I'm like, was that guy just screaming at us? What the hell? Psycho? At his house.
Got anger issues, man.
I got to tell you something.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Those little things that make you ridiculously happy. Phil said hitting 11 or 36 at the roulette table on your last roll after losing your rent money and then making a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, when you're so destitute, you go gambling and you've lost it all. You donked off all your money and you're down to the last couple of pushes of buttons or spins or, you know, a couple of hands in blackjack. And you're just thinking about all of the terrible decisions you've made.
What you could have bought, and what you have used this for.
You hit a jackpot or something, and it brings you up way above the number that you started with, and you're like, I'm rich! This is the greatest! I'm invincible!
I love you, gambling gods!
Lauren, except for it almost never happens.
Never.
But the one time. Yeah. The one time.
Yeah. Lauren said, when all of my deer show up for feeding time and posted a picture, I don't know exactly where that is, but it's a heavily wooded area and there's a whole bunch of deer. And yeah, I mean, there's something very like calming and pure about just animals out on their
nature,
own.
Nature, man.
Yeah.
Nature, unless it's like a bear.
No, yeah, that's a little scary. But
deer are cute.
Katie said watching horses run riderless. Like when there's nobody on a horse.
Horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you turn on the Katy Perry song and you're like, horses. I don't know how that song goes. I just know there's like, they say like wild horses.
Mike said receiving hateful Xbox Live messages from Call of Duty opponents that I've killed over 20 times in a match because I'm a camping scumbag.
Oh, I love that so much. I hate you so much at the same time, you son of a bitch. Oh, that's great.
Robert said winning my fantasy matchup. There's something so sweet, especially if it's one of your arch nemesis in real life.
Yeah, if it's just like a work thing or that fantasy league doesn't matter. But if it's somebody you grew up with, like your old school friend fantasy football league, and you just whoop that ass, then you get on chat afterwards and you just rub it in their face.
Michelle said, definitely watching a Vegas Golden Knights game. Had a couple people say things like that. Elena said, the small window of time where the weather is nice enough to go outside and it's perfect for like a 6 to 8 mile run. She likes running, she said, but treadmill running is not the same.
No.
Buying a new pair of running shoes and going out for a run in this perfect weather is the best.
Like getting out walking for me, like when it's a skinny year, I enjoy that. Not so much at the end of a fat year where you have to like transition.
That's no fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Crosby just said porn.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man.
Me too.
We all got our thing.
And RK said, just listening to you guys. Oh, wait. I thought this was for Mercedes in the morning.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, you said a while ago that you were once invited to speak at a college. Did you ever go through with that? And if you plan to, would you show up in a Tommy Bahama shirt? I don't think that would go over so well, bro.
Message deleted.
That's why they wanted me to come, because I'm such a colossal screw-up that has somehow found a way to make a living in the world of media.
You went to school for this, but your schooling had nothing to do with this.
No.
You kind of lucked into it by meeting me.
Oh, is that what it was? was that what it was?
Comes out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. No.
I had several suitors at the time, sir. You're just lucky I chose you.
Okay. What this is the girlfriend saying, we're just so great together. And you going, well, I could have chose from any chick out there.
I had lots of options.
Lots of options,
lots
baby.
Of options.
I settled for you.
I got really drunk in Chicago a few months back and met some professors over at DePaul University, which is the only university I applied to go to.
Not because you were stumbling around the campus drunk. It's because we're eating at the same restaurant that
they were right next to us, and I was very loud and being very verbose. Mm-hmm. And
we need to introduce this guy to our students.
And then we started drinking old fashions, and they were fascinated by the world of radio.
But the one thing that they failed to recognize is that Mahoney would not be the one that would follow up with them, and I don't believe that you gave your contact information to them.
No, I did. I got an email from
them. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, they followed up with you, still.
Please stop calling us, Mahoney.
I'm not traveling to Chicago just to do that.
Why? It's for the kids.
I don't care about the kids. I like
maybe go hang out in the quad,
it's cold.
Then, man.
It's cold in Chicago right now. Like, I'll go back in August when it's hot everywhere else except for Chicago.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What are your guys' favorite fan theories about TV shows? My favorite is that the fact that The Walking Dead could be a prequel to Breaking Bad. On The Walking Dead, Daryl pulls out a stash of blue crystal meth, and then on Fear the Walking Dead, they play the Heisenberg Cartel song. So could Heisenberg's meth cause the zombie outbreak? And even if it didn't, we at least know they take place in the same universe.
Message deleted.
I feel like that's The Walking Dead trying to glom on to Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, maybe one of the best television shows ever. I mean, even Better Call Saul. I like Call Saul more than I like Breaking Bad.
I'm not with you there, but they're both fantastic. I just like Breaking Bad better.
And Walking Dead has just, they had one good season. Like, the first season was amazing. One of the best seasons we've ever seen.
I'd say you got a couple of good seasons out of them.
I feel like...
I know you didn't like the Governor stuff, but I did.
I love the Governor stuff in the comics.
Yeah.
Was phenomenal. See, I thought the farm, even when you went to season two at the farmhouse,
yeah,
it was garbage as well. Yeah. You just lost the Frank Oz, the original showrunner, and that's the problem with that show. They've had like five showrunners since it's began, and I'm done. I just don't have the energy to go back and be invested in The Walking Dead, so I'm just reading the comics.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your misconnection infection about adult video stores reminded me. I used to live right down the street from the adult video store. Most adult video stores, from my understanding, are just fronts for money laundering. That's all they really are. They had nobody there. The place next to it that did auto repair actually got a lot of business. But the adult store, it's just money laundering.
Message deleted.
It seems like a bad thing to use for money laundering. Like, it would be too easy to tie that to a criminal enterprise, right? I mean, the things that always strike me as the fronts for money laundering are the vacuum repair shops. You're like, is there that many people that need their vacuums repaired? I mean, because vacuums are not that expensive.
But what's your overhead on a vacuum repair shop other than the place?
But just paying rent on the place every month.
Maybe you live there, too.
I mean, if you're running out of your house, that's one thing. But like, when you see the stores that are like the seamstress stores, and maybe that's just because I'm not in that world. I'm like, how many people are getting things?
No, I know the tailor that I go to.
Yeah.
He is constantly busy. His name is Habib. He is the bomb. He's over off of Decatur and just north of, I think, Tropicana. And next to DuPerry's, I believe is the name of that that shop. But he is always busy. He has more work than he knows what to do with.
Well, he should raise his prices.
Yeah. I mean, he's not cheap, but he's...
How much does it cost you to get something tailored?
Depends on what it is.
What's the last thing that you got tailored by Habib?
Well, my wife gets stuff tailored all the time.
Okay.
So I go in with her.
Uh-huh.
But for me, the last thing I got tailored was when it was a skinny year and I got my suits taken in.
And now you don't fit them anymore?
Nope.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You have to be next level stupid to think that it's a good idea to get into a lion enclosure for the gram, right?
You are what is wrong with this world right now.
This chick's name is Maya. She's 32, and even the way she spells Maya is annoying. M-Y-A-H. She was taken into custody on Wednesday in Brooklyn. Good. If you don't recall the incident, let me just play you the audio of her stoned out of her mind.
Yep.
Talking about how she's about to go jump into this lion enclosure.
We in the building, all the levers is lit. We in the building, shout out to the Bronx. We in the building, shout out to Big Pond. We in the building, it's lit. Gang, gang, Bronx, we in the building. Happy birthday to me. Now I'm about to go around with Mother Nature and all the good part of our life. Welcome to heaven.
I wish the lion had eaten you.
Me too.
Well, the only problem is if she would have eaten the lion would have eaten her, then the lion would get shot. They would have to kill. Right. They'd have to put the lion down because he would have had a taste for the human flesh. But no, I mean, it's Maya. Like, you know, you're putting everybody in danger by doing this.
She broke into the lion's den and the giraffe enclosure last Thursday. She appeared in a New Jersey courtroom after being accused of shoplifting. A charge to which she pleaded not guilty, of course, but she is a real gem.
Oh, they didn't even arrest her for...
No. So she surrendered to police in connection with that as well because she was charged with criminal trespass.
Good.
But she also is shoplifting, too. So cool.
These people who are destroying like the sunflower seeds and all these like just other like farmer stuff going on to private property... I love when they actually get charged because you're just like your photo is not more important than somebody else's rights.
How about this? A Florida man appeared in court with a heavily bandaged arm after authorities say that he broke into a house and the dude was armed with a machete inside of his house. 26-year-old Roderick Thomas made his initial appearance Wednesday in Broward County Court on a burglary with assault of battery charge. The judge ordered him to be held without bond. Prosecutors say that he tried to pry open the door of a Fort Lauderdale home with a copper pipe on October 30th when he was confronted by a resident armed with a machete.
Mm-hmm.
The two men began to fight, pipe versus machete. Jesus, until the resident managed to pin a badly injured Thomas and call for police. Thomas hospitalized with extensive injuries.
Don't bring a pipe to a machete fight, man.
Didn't know it was going to be a machete fight. That's on you.
I love that, like, the guy whose house it is just like, you know what? Like, he's had that machete probably for 20 years.
Yep.
And never done anything with it.
Finally. It's still sharp.
Sharon, I'm going to use the machete. I'm going to use it. I'm so excited.
He's got a pipe. I don't care. I got the machete.
Oh, my God. This is the best. Oh, I'm bleeding very badly.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, I love that. You know that's how that went. 100%.
Oh, you got him, babe. You got him. Hell yeah, you got him. I love you, Johnny.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
So The Internet is Awesome is definitely that this week. It lives up to all of the hype. We have had some fantastic pieces of audio come our way. And this first one is a sobbing video game player from over in the UK. He got caught cheating while playing Fortnite and he got banned for life. And he cannot believe that this is real. Even though, like, he was profiting off of this.
Yes.
He was stealing from other people.
Well, it wasn't a competition. It was just for your entertainment. Shut up.
Just sobbing.
It's crazy that I can never play Fortnite again or even create content for you guys. Oh. You know, I'm still going to love this game no matter what happens. Like, I just wish I could have known how badly I was messing up, because I would never have ever thought of even making those kind of videos if I knew that this could have actually happened. I know now how big of a mistake this was, and, like, it's just... There's nothing I can...
Oh, you're the worst.
God, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Literally,
yep.
Fortnite is stupid.
So, we did cover your ears this week like we do every Tuesday morning, and one that came our way was just a real gem. It was a cover of Toto, which was covered by Weezer, which is covered by this dude of Africa.
I stopped at Old Man on the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or accident melodies. He turned to me and if he say, "Hurt Boy is waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing gonna 100 men or more could ever do."
And you're like, surely this guy is putting on an act, right?
So I thought it was a woman.
I thought it was an old woman.
Yeah, no, it's a guy, and he is a truck driver, and so he'll record these songs sometimes when he's driving down the road in his truck, other times when he's in his mom's basement.
That's very true.
And he also has a bit of a video series, if you will, of him dumpster diving and finding unique things.
Well, over 1,000 videos on YouTube of rich life of road trips.
And you would think that this is something that's wildly popular, right? Like something that's picked up a lot.
Like Airsoft Fatty. Airsoft Fatty has become very popular.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like this guy could be the next generation of Airsoft Fatty.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to actually get rich life of road trips on the show here. And I've been corresponding with him through Facebook. The whole thing is he doesn't believe that we're real.
I mean, you could just...
I mean, we're...
I have.
Here we are.
No, but he said, they better be real. I'm going to block their ass.
Okay, we're a radio station. You can't block us.
I'm trying here, but Rich Life, you could tell he gets a lot of hate.
So we got audio of him dumpster diving?
Yeah, so he found a box of mushrooms, I guess, while he was sifting through some trash.
Mushrooms can't get recalled. How would a mushroom get recalled? You know, there's no way in hell it can be recalled, because it's a mushroom.
I totally get it.
Also, a box of hemorrhoids here? What's going on with this?
Now, he actually keeps boxes of hemorrhoid cream in his refrigerator, and a listener noticed, well, not a listener, but a viewer saw it on his YouTube channel and asked him about it.
My refrigerator has about 2 boxes of hemorrhoids in it. No joke. Hemorrhoid cream.
There you go.
There it is.
Yes. Called it a box of hemorrhoids.
Got to clarify.
And finally, he also has a real propensity, like we all do, for the Olive Garden and going there and eating all of the breadsticks and all of the salad.
One of the finest Italian establishments the world has ever seen.
Welcome to my live videos. I'm getting ready to eat some Olive Garden.
I love that pause.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
How many breadsticks did he put down in that video?
In that video, oh, dude, it was never ending in that video. I would have to say at least 25.
Oh yeah,
at least 20.
He's living his best life,
but he does it very seductively. I'll show you the video after this. It's weird. He eats weird.
So if we can get him on the show, we're going to do that. So hopefully coming soon to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is some Rich Life.
Oh, man.
Life of radio is what we'll call it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be great.
More people need to know about Rich Life. Yes. I am so fascinated by this guy. I mean, plus, because think of all the stuff that he sees on a daily basis, traveling the country, driving the truck.
Yeah. So if you're watching Monday Night Football, you notice the black cat run out onto the field, which was probably a bad omen for the Giants in that game. But what was really special about this is not that it paused the action of the game. It's that there was a play-by-play announcer who works for Westwood One, which broadcasts the games across the country, who did a play-by-play of this cat out onto the field, and it is just a glorious call. This guy's name is Kevin Harlan, and he just did a magical job with this.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way, and so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. They've stopped play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the 5. He's walking to the 3. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. Yeah. That is a touchdown! And the cat is elusive, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
Just so good. So good.
It's, you know, I wouldn't have believed that was real. It almost sounds like Bob Mirny. You know, does all the fake ones.
Yeah, no, absolutely real. Happened on Monday Night Football. And if you haven't never listened to Kevin Harlan when he's calling things that the NFL probably doesn't want him to be calling. Because, you know, like when you're watching the NFL on a Sunday, if there's a fight on the field, they'll just cut away from it. Yeah. They won't show it. No, Kevin Harlan will sit there and do play-by-play of all of the crazy stuff that's happening on the field. Ian, can you see if you can find the audio of the streaker when he ran out on the field?
Oh, yes.
Because Kevin Harlan did a call of that as well, and it is definitely worth listening to. This is Kids Bop Karen, and this is a piece of audio where I guess there was some sort of road rage incident going on between this woman and another woman that was in the back of a Lyft, and the woman who's being dubbed Kids Bop Karen comes over to the Lyft vehicle and starts screaming at the woman in the back seat. And you've probably seen the video of this floating around, but if not, like, she is straight up sticking her head into the window to yell at this woman. Meanwhile, the Lyft driver is trying to defuse the entire situation fairly unsuccessfully because this Karen, if you will, is having none of it.
Calm down.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch-ass hoe
told me
to calm down? What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Oh, God. I mean, this is going to haunt this woman forever.
As well it should.
I mean, like,
the
woman said, okay, the woman in the back said, calm down.
Yeah.
Whatever, which doesn't ever resolve a situation. But to be fair, when somebody's acting crazy, telling them to calm down.
They should probably calm down.
Her calling her a bitch-ass hoe.
Yeah.
That's a step too far.
Yeah. And then the hand thing, too. She does this weird, like, kind of wave.
Calm down.
Very
calm down. Yeah. And just, like, you can see in her eyes that she is nutbag.
Oh, yes.
And also saying that, like, you know, she's trying to protect her kids. Like, you don't know who you're going up to a random car and you're going to act that crazy. Like, you're putting your life in danger and your kids' life.
And also your kids are sitting in a vehicle over there watching.
You
want
to see your mom get popped?
Yeah.
Because that's probably how you see your mom get popped.
So let's go over here to Ian, who's got the call of Kevin Harlan with the streaker on the field.
How long ago was this? It was uploaded in 2016.
Yeah, so a few years ago. Maybe it was either in 2016 or maybe the year before. So it's a couple of years old. Okay.
And four looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That is so good.
So much better than Joe Buck.
I love it.
I may have to just start turning down the TV and turning up this
Turn Kevin
dude.
Harlan on. He's such a good announcer.
Joe Buck sucks.
Oh, stop with your Joe Buck hate. Joe Buck is a fine
Whatever.
Announcer.
You just want a job. You want to work with Joe Buck.
Hell yeah,
dude. You're over here just sucking up this Joe Buck. Joe suck.
Go Buck yourself. And my favorite piece of audio from this week is without a doubt this one. And it's from right here in Las Vegas. It's Dan Reynolds, obviously lead singer of Imagine Dragons. Him and his kids were out trick-or-treating for Halloween, and there was this little band that was set up in the driveway of one of the houses. And it just so happened that Dan Reynolds and his kids walk up, and you know, he's got face paint on, kind of like, you know, a skeleton or whatever, and they recognize him. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, hey, you're Dan Reynolds, one of the biggest rock stars in the world,
and we're huge fans.
Will you sing Radioactive with us? And Dan's like, sure, why not? And so he grabs the microphone while holding his little daughter and starts performing Radioactive in the driveway with these local kids that are probably, you know, 11, 12 years old. Just made their lives. Just so cool. This is the
Show on X 107.5.
How many bad encounters have you had with celebrities over the years? Because I would say a lot of them, right? Like, you meet them and they're just really disappointing. That's why they always say never meet your heroes. Dan Reynolds seems like the opposite of that.
Yep.
How cool.
Saint.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is pretty wild. A man that's accused of kidnapping and killing a model here locally,
horrific,
and then casing her body in a concrete and throwing it out in the desert, has posted bail. Like, why would you let this guy?
Do we know what his bail was?
$500,000.
That's nothing. Yeah. All you have to do is come up with 50 grand.
Yeah, so it's pretty wild. Christopher Santo Prespapino, or whatever, however the hell you say his last name, will be released. There will be high-level electronic monitoring, they're saying, but he pleaded not guilty to killing Esmeralda Gonzalez, 24 years old. He was indicted on one count of murder, kidnapping, conspiracy to commit murder, and conspiracy to kidnap.
A crime this horrific that you're accused of, and again, everybody deserves their day in court, without a doubt, but if you are accused of a crime this horrific, your bail needs to be several million dollars.
Yep.
Or no bail at all, because you are a risk.
She was last seen alive in late May when they saw her walking in a neighborhood in the southwest part of the valley. She looked disoriented, according to police. He lived down the streets, lured her into his house where he and his roommate gave her meth. And after Gonzalez threatened to call the police, they tied her up. She was suffocated and injected with pool cleaner. Yes. I mean, it's pretty horrific.
We don't need the, you know.
I mean, to reiterate, how horrific of a crime this is. The fact that they would let a guy like this out on bail is unbelievable.
Unreal.
So Las Vegas firefighters rescue cats from a fast-moving house fire. And, of course, a bunch of the cats didn't even thank the firefighters. They just ran off. Five people escaped from a fast-moving house fire in northwest Las Vegas early Thursday. Firefighters were called to the blaze early in the morning. Tanae and Craig, 6:42 a.m., firefighters arrived, found the occupants going in and out of the house trying to rescue the pets from the single-story structure. Firefighters confirmed everyone was out of the house safely, and then they started rescuing the cats as well. So if you think about the firefighters running into a house that they know no people are in to rescue the cats, like, that's some really brave stuff, so good on them.
That's an awesome story. That's a story that I like hearing.
How about this one? A 10-month investigation into a Boulder City-based drug trafficking organization led to the arrest of 10 people, police announced yesterday.
It's Boulder City.
Horrific murder, cats being saved, meth in Boulder City.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Boulder City, there's no gambling out there. It's like a quiet little town. Totally. Like, it just doesn't seem like that methy and full of biker gangs. But sure enough, Brotherhood Motorcycles Club? Never heard of it. Police believe that the guy that heads it up was using the club to traffic large amounts of meth into Boulder City on a weekly basis.
Wow.
On October 29th, police searched two houses in Boulder City, one in Henderson. They found seven guns, 281 grams of meth, 246 grams of marijuana concrete, whatever that is, 1,946 grams of marijuana, 10 people arrested in the three homes during the investigation. They also seized a marijuana concentrate. Oh, is it concentrate, not concrete? Okay. Marijuana.
Marijuana concrete. Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I get stoned is on that.
Marijuana
concentrate. Is that like when you have like one of those ice cream concretes? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you they turn it upside down and like, ooh.
They also found $1,452 in cash, a 2001 Harley, and a 2004 Mercury Grand Marquis.
Oh, damn. You know that thing is cherry. You gonna get the classic rod plates for it in a couple years? I mean,
It's a classic.
The population in Boulder City, there's actually more people who live in Mesquite than live in Boulder City, which
I believe it
by like a couple thousand. The last census that they estimated the amount of people back in 2017, they said 15,971 people. I mean, like I said, love Boulder City, love all the listeners out there, but if you're going to be trafficking drugs, you would think that, like...
Go somewhere larger where you blend in more.
Up the highway a little bit, you know?
Like, all of a sudden, a motorcycle gang rolls in, and there's a whole bunch of meth in town. You're like,
I wonder who.
And finally, a Russian-themed Red Square restaurant that you've probably seen a whole bunch of times is officially closing after 20 years of operation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the one right outside of Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, so
right
when you come in from the parking garage, it's like right there on your left.
Yeah, it's next to, it used to be Rum Jungle, and it's been a thousand different things. Now it's, what is that place now even? Is it like some Michael Jackson themed?
No, the club?
Yeah, the one that's next to it. Like when you walk in from the parking
garage.
You're
not talking about like the nightclub.
Is that where the nightclub is? Yeah, it was like Rum Jungle like 20 years ago.
Rum Jungle way back in the day. You're showing your age, buddy.
Well, yeah, that's the last time I was there. When my buddy got kicked out, I had to drag him out. He lost a shoe.
So the place that you're thinking of, I think it's Light Nightclub.
Oh, it's Light now. Yeah, you're right.
But the Russian-themed restaurant is going to be closing.
I've walked by it a thousand times. Been in there one time.
I went in there one time. I may have gone with you.
Yeah, and we got horrible service.
It was terrible service.
We're like, never again.
They're like $27 drinks and terrible service. I'm like, you know who's responsible for this?
Vladimir Putin.
I'm never coming back here again. And never did. And take that.
That's right.
Red Square.
America wins again.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
John is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Dave?
Excellent. Have you ever seen a fast food freakout in real life?
Yes, I've been involved in them, so yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh,
can't ask how I'm doing, John. Okay, I see how this is. Good luck. Good luck at this game.
You're so emotional.
Good luck, John.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco. Okay.
The Crazy Chicken.
Mm. It's a weird
crazy
answer.
Chicken.
I like Crazy Chicken.
I bet you do. All right. So I'm going to play you three clips of audio here, and all of them are real fast food freakouts. You're just trying to figure out which restaurant they happen in. So there is little clues if you listen closely to the audio as to which restaurant it could be. I have three. If you get two out of three, you're going to win today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll play you the audio, then I'll give you multiple choice of what it could be. Here we go with number one.
I don't give a f*** about none of that. I'm spending money. You're going to give me what I asked for. A f***ing baby. American cheese. Yes, ma'am. Now, you're ignorant. Your mama the bitch. You f***ing ass. Now, you can come outside and we can get it, because I'm a real f***. A little, you could take some of that off. Yes, ma'am, I wanted them all in the and on my other because I was having four. You, he's my grandkids. You need to stop talking to me while I'm talking to her while you've been an unprofessional ass. Because I don't give no about your job as.
Wow.
Her grandkids were there with her?
Yeah, she had about four grandkids.
Super.
With her.
And she just wanted American cheese.
She just wanted American cheese.
Okay.
American cheese.
Do you think that was a Jimmy John's, a Subway, or a Cousin Subs?
Oh, you don't think this is easy at all. I'm going with Subway.
Subway is correct.
Very nice.
That's on not the board
going,
with one.
That's not going down at a Jimmy John's.
Hell no.
I've never even heard of
American
Cousins.
American cheese. I know American cheese. That Subway is like thing.
Nothing gets past you, John.
Yeah, John.
All right, here we go. On to number two. This family is upset about a long wait. Here we go with number two.
Been all day.
You want this sandwich, don't you? This spicy
that everybody gotta have, you dumbass mother. We're gonna wait in this damn line.
Was that A, McDonald's, B, Wendy's, or C, Popeyes for the win?
Popeyes.
You did it, yes.
All grandmas today.
That grandma wasn't having any of it.
That one was much more brief. One more time here with that angry grandma.
It's been all day. You want this sandwich, don't you? This spicy that everybody gotta have, you dumbass mother. We're gonna wait in this damn line.
She just calls him a straight up dumbass mother effer.
She's not even talking to the people working there. She's talking to her grandkid.
All right, so the last one's a grandma too?
This is a grandma, yeah. Right, this is actually a family. They're upset about their sweet tea.
Okay, so let's just do this one.
Popeye's chicken sandwich is what gave it away. Everyone wants to have Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Again, nothing, John. Yeah, nothing gets past you. All right, final one here. Just for the fun of it, you've already won, but this is another family upset, again, this time about the drink.
Now, since we did have to turn around, can my girls have a thing of
Ain't nobody asking for free food. We were asking
we got
for courtesy
food, girl.
Food.
Do you know why we came back?
You said the wasn't sweet enough.
It sure wasn't. No, it's not sweet, period. That was not really sweet.
I'm not sure what happened.
It was not that. Taste it. There it is.
Taste that one and taste this one. Ain't nobody going to come up here and just ask you for free food. We said courtesy. Yes.
I never. This is the same. I had problems
with. They need
to get rid of them. They ratchet. The whole family. The whole family got in that one.
Was that a Popeyes, a Raising Cane's, or a McDonald's?
McDonald's.
McDonald's is right. Yes, Sean. 3 for 3.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
So Fox Sports has fired Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter. And I guess there was some dust up because Chris Carter wanted to be a part of the Thursday night preview shows that they do. Have you seen those where like Michael Strahan is walking around in like Times Square with Howie Long and the crew, and they're sometimes talking to wrestlers and stuff.
You know, they've been making a real big push for that. It seems like it's the A-team. They want the biggest names on there. You know, I mean, Michael Strahan is on what is it? Not because he's not on Good Morning America. He's on whatever that, or maybe he is.
No,
on
it is Good Morning America.
It is Good
right?
Morning America. Yeah. So, you know, he's a pretty big face out there. He was on the show with Kelly Ripa for a while. Chris Carter, one of the, you know, greatest receivers of all time.
What's not so is, I
he's
mean,
been out of the league for a long time, and he's not nearly as high a profile celebrity.
What's interesting is that they fired him as the co-host of FS1's First Things First, too, which is their morning show that they've had on since 2017. So him and Nick Wright have been doing that morning show, and they fired him from that,
they
too.
They kept Nick Wright on?
Yeah, I guess. So Carter has not been on the show since October 31st. He was hired as an NFL analyst, but was not part of the network's Thursday Night Football or NFL Sunday studio shows. And I guess he was upset about that. And it boiled up to the point when he was, I guess, pretty vocal about his displeasure. Mm-hmm. And so they said, well, see you later. A Playboy playmate has been robbed at her house. Her name is Lauren Elaine. Came home to a frightening situation that only got worse. Now cops are searching for three masked men. Lauren noticed that her front door was busted in when she got home at 11:45 p.m. on Wednesday in North Hollywood when she entered, which I don't think I would do.
Mm-mm.
Two men came out of her bedroom and out of her brother's. The men had masks on their face and one pointed a gun at her and demanded that she open her safe. Sources say the men tied her up with a dog leash and took more than $30,000 in cash and her purse.
Ooh.
Why on earth does she have $30,000 in cash? As they fled, Lauren managed to free herself, ran outside to get help. A video of the aftermath shows the house in a complete mess. It looks like these suspects ransacked every room, overturned furniture, smashed a mirror and a closet door, busted up the floor. Like, there's something else going on here, right?
They knew that there was something there, that there was money there.
Definitely.
Yeah, you but know, to the tune of $30,000.
But if you're, you know, I mean, it's one thing if you're like a multimillionaire, keeping that kind of, even that, like you don't keep traditionally that much cash. Just,
I mean, if you're a multimillionaire, maybe, but if you're like a normal person, I mean, doing Playboy doesn't really make you that much money
these days.
Doesn't
pay the bills anymore, yeah.
Yeah, so she got tied up and pretty scary situation all the way through.
She went into the house when it was open.
Yeah.
It all seems very weird to me. You're right, like, I'm calling the police. Like,
if I see my front door kicked in when I get home,
oh, let's go in here and see what's happened. Oh, wait, there's a bunch of armed masked men in here? Nah,
well,
man.
Well, especially as like a young and very attractive woman by yourself. Like, yeah, that just seems like pretty crazy decision making.
She spells her name L-A-U-R-Y-N.
That's right. In case you want to Google her.
If she needs a place to stay, my house is open.
Oh, that's so nice.
I just
want to
lob that out there.
You have a guest bedroom?
No.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Disney shares have jumped by 5% as the company reported a revenue boost. So the shares are doing great right now. And this is about Disney Plus is ready to launch. So that's actually going to get going to launch next week, right?
Yeah, the 12th.
The 12th. Yeah, so that is next week. So Disney stock rose more than 5%, and they're saying that maybe the head of Disney is not going to leave the company after all. So Bob Iger said the company has reached a deal to have Disney Plus distribution on Amazon Fire TV devices, which is a pretty big deal. They said that he has agreed to stay on at the helm of Disney until 2021 after several contract extensions to see this through.
This is very good for Disney, considering that I was reading a report that Disney Hong Kong is set to possibly lose $200 million in revenue because of all the protests that are going on over in Hong Kong right now, which is kind of crazy. But, I mean, Disney is on fire, and there's been talks. You know, I see people online who are saying Disney owns too much, and they're breaking stuff up. If you remember, Disney was kind of on the brink for a quick minute there because they were failing in as much as, you know, like as late as, what, 20 years ago when they, you know, post the Aladdin and Lion King, there was a period where Disney was not killing it. But the fact that they acquired Pixar, had the wherewithal to acquire Marvel, now they're out producing these amazing giant blockbusters, but they still don't have what you could call a monopoly on anything.
No, definitely not.
Besides awesome times and fun.
Do you remember the show Weeds that was on Showtime?
Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
On the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky little boxes on the hillside.
They're talking about rebooting it, not on Showtime, but Starz is actually talking about developing a follow-up to Weeds, which will be interesting considering the show, which I really liked as well back in the day. I kind of fell off towards the end and got a little corny there.
The cartels and Alanis Morissette is her OBGYN.
That's right. I forgot about that. You're like, what's happening here? But they have supposedly attracted Mary Louise Parker to come back and star in the follow-up as well as executive produce. But what's interesting is that, I mean, now that marijuana is legal in so many states, which is part of the reason why they're talking about bringing it back, but, I mean, what's the show about?
Yeah, is it really going to be that interesting?
They just like work at a dispensary?
I mean, it could be. It's an interesting take, you know, because it's been off the air for several years.
Nine years.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it started in 2005 and then ended in 2012. So it's about seven and a half years.
Yeah, but still been off for a few years. And, you know, the world's changed on, and especially views on marijuana now that it's legal in many, 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 many states. I like it. I think she's a great actress. And, we'll just say I had such a huge crush on Mary Louise Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was just...
They're calling it Weeds 4.20, which is kind of funny.
All right.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just wondering, which one of you boys would win in a thumb wrestling contest, like in a round-robin style thumb wrestling war contest? You know, Ian looks like a really scrappy thumb wrestler.
Message deleted.
I don't think Ian would win.
Me for sure.
My thumb is way stronger. Way stronger thumbs over here.
Why do you have strong thumbs?
Don't ask what I do with these thumbs.
Oh, I don't want to thumb wrestle anymore.
Do it.
Seems so dirty.
Are we talking like tag team thumb wrestling?
No tag team. Nobody likes the tag team. No. Don't come flying out of nowhere with your index finger. You creep.
Yeah, I hate that move.
Yeah, like, nobody likes that move.
It's thumb wrestling.
Yeah.
That's such a good move.
It makes you feel like such a bitch. No. Like you sit there, you got a pin down, you're like, yeah, and then you're like, no, because there's no escaping it.
You hit him from behind, man. Like it's like in professional wrestling. That's like when the referee's distracted, hitting somebody with the chair. That's what the index finger is in thumb wrestling.
Man, speaking of, they really got to hire better refs. They get distracted so easily in that sport.
Pretty sure the old WWE refs are now in the NFL.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Bruce. I like the smell of the desert after it rains because it's so rare that it happens.
Message deleted.
Right, I always feel it smells kind of like copper. I don't know why. Like, there's just something about it where I'm like,
I like the smell of rain just in general anywhere. Yeah. It's
there's something very soothing about being inside and looking out at the rain.
Yeah, except for Houston. I didn't like that. It just rained every day there.
There's too much rain.
If it rains like here, it rains, you know, a reasonable amount, but not all the time.
It barely ever rains here.
But I'm saying that's a reasonable amount.
That's not. Oh, I see. Twice a year is a reasonable amount. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. That's sense. A reasonable amount. After the tone.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. So I have like a kind of a adulting question for you all, but mostly kind of just for Dave and Mahoney. I have a good friend who's like 26. He's got this good job, but he's a really good dude, actually. But the only thing that's like kind of wrong with him is that he's like a slob. Like, I'm talking like clothes all over his apartment, dishes piled up. I mean, at what age does that need to stop? Like, is 26, is that okay?
Message deleted.
Yeah,
if you're a it's slob fine. At 26, I don't think you're pulling out of it.
Sure, no. You do. Sure, you do.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah.
You were a slob until what age?
I mean, until I moved in with my wife. And even then, I'm still like, eh. Yeah. No.
But she buttons you up quite a bit.
Yeah, I would say it's like when you are, if you're single for the most part, like that sort of thing, it doesn't really matter. If you're not dating, there aren't people coming over to your house. You know, having a couple extra dishes in the sink, that's not a big deal. Having laundry out, that's not a big deal. But if you've got like a chick coming over, you got a significant other rolling over, that place is immaculate. That's the only time I would clean. Or guests. But most of the time, just chicks if they were coming over. And by cleaning, I meant I would throw everything in the closet.
Yeah, you if you used to open Mahoney's closet at his house, because I was... over at your place one time, and you had to go get something out of your room, and you're like, I have to go get a shirt. And so I don't remember what we were talking about, but I just remember you opening your closet and just.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what in the hell? You're like, I had a chick over. I had to clean it up.
All right.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's Friday.
Most magical time of the week.
All I want to eat is them bobbins.
We have made it through. Somehow. And because of the hard work that we put in this week.
Yes.
And the fact that I need to find a way to write off alcohol on my taxes, we have another beer for breakfast today, guys.
And we have another dark-looking beer that is in my cup over here. In the last couple of weeks, we've featured some of the darker beers, which I feel is very appropriate for this time of year.
As the weather starts to change, as it gets a little bit cooler, you know, we might not be spending as much time outside. And this is a perfect beer for a little bit cooler weather. I would not recommend this as a summer ale. But the beer that we have in front of us is a beer I tried for the first time about a month ago and was absolutely excited to share it with you guys. The beer that we're featuring today is the Founders Backwoods Bastard Ale. It's a Scotch ale, and the guys over at Founders out of Michigan, these guys really make good stuff. Their one-off series is phenomenal. This is a seasonal, like, one-off release. They release it like once a year. So if you can go out and find it, I would recommend doing so now.
Is that Gandalf on the label? What is that?
It's scary. It does look like Gandalf. It looks like a dwarf with a wood-cutting axe.
Okay.
But the name Backwoods Bastard is what drew me into it. Yeah. You know, and I mean, Founders traditionally...
I don't know what it is. I just relate to that somehow.
Somehow I relate to it. But the Founders Backwoods Bastard has 11% alcohol by volume today, being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle. It was brewed just over 4 months ago. Priced around $14.99 for a four-pack, the proper glassware, a pint glass, a snifter, or a thistle glass. That's one of those ones that has kind of like a beer belly.
Yeah.
Near the bottom of it. So serve this around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You can store this. You can cellar this beer, being over 10%. So I've got a couple of these sitting in my my garage fridge. The five categories.
Over 10%.
Yes. Wow. The five categories in which I rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. But before we do that, let's all cheers.
Bring it.
And take a drink of the Founders Backwoods Bastard.
Oh, boy. Oh, that is something.
Ooh, wow.
And if you're wondering, like, because we haven't featured a whole lot of Scotch ales or wee heavies on the show before. I mean, it's not a super common It's not a super common style that's done by a lot of breweries, but when it is done, it is very good. They traditionally have like that smoky flavor to it. Yeah. A lot of people describe it as kind of the English version of a English-style barley wine.
Okay, I can see that.
So if you're thinking about that as we review this, keep that in the back of your head. So the very first category in beer for breakfast is the look. Dave, we will start with you.
Yeah, so I mean, when you just look at it in your cup without holding it up to a light, it just looks black. It's like motor oil. But then when you do hold it up to a light, it does look a lot more chocolatey.
It's like a dark amber. Mm-hmm. Not like that that rich, vibrant amber, but a very dark amber. Got about an inch of half of cream colored head. It held the retention for quite some time before slowly fading into the glass. That produced a thick lacing down the side of the glass, and you can see kind of in there a little bit of a decent amount of carbonation in there, not overly carbonated, and a few little floaties going on in there as well. It's not, you can't really see them when you're just like, you know, not holding it up to a direct light source, but when you do, that all opens up. The next category in beer for breakfast of the Founders Backwoods Bastard is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff.
There's a big nose on that one. There's a lot of sweetness, a lot of alcohol is what I'm getting.
Ian?
I'm getting some of the oak in there. It's kind of woody, if I may. I like it.
Giggity.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you. I think there is a nice sweetness in there. I think that's the dark malts that are really showing through. I think that the oaked bourbon has definitely got a presence. I mean, when you say alcohol, I think you mean the bourbon, right?
For sure.
It's not like it
smells almost like a liquor.
It does.
Yeah, because you're getting so much alcohol.
I don't know exactly how long they age this in bourbon barrels for, but that is the, like, I would say, you know, the where kind of everything stems off from with that oaked bourbon and a little bit of dark fruit, kind of some raisins.
Sure. Yeah, almost. I'm getting a little.
And she just got a little. Kissing cousins.
Yeah, it smells like kissing cousins. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I guess, okay.
It smells like incest.
What? Backwoods Bastard.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's from Michigan. It's not from Mississippi.
As a Minnesota kid, there's a lot of creepies in the woods of Minnesota as well.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our favorite category in beer for breakfast, which is the taste of the Backwoods Bastard. Put that Backwoods Bastard in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Taste.
Put it in your mouth.
Taste.
Okay, all the slurping is probably unnecessary, but I tell you what, man, that is milky. That's the first impression that I got. Is it's like it tastes like almost like a milkshake because it's got that really creamy head to it.
Yeah,
but the flavor profile is really, really good.
It's all
but
over the place. Yeah,
it really does bounce all over the place. You definitely get some of the alcohol in there, but chocolatey and sweet at the same time.
Sweetness,
it's good.
Is what I really like.
You get that bourbon in there. You definitely get the bourbon in there. But I feel like at 11% alcohol, it's damn near next to nothing.
Yeah,
as far as that. Like, you
it
get the
drinks
bourbon
real
smell,
smooth for the 11%.
It's more like a, like if there was like a non-alcoholic version of bourbon is almost how I would kind of describe it, because it doesn't feel like alcohol, you know, because like sometimes when you get those really high ABV beers that just kind of like grate away or destroy your taste buds, I feel like this just kind of coats them and it like feels really good. Overall, I think this is a very well blended ale. Personally, I think there's chocolate in there. You get caramel, that dark fruit. They all work very well with that oaked bourbon. The craziest thing, like I said, I don't get big alcohol in this. For 11%, it drinks, like you said, it drinks almost like a dessert.
Yeah, but it does hang out a little bit like that alcohol. Like you feel like you've just had like a sip of scotch or something. Where
it's a warmth.
Yeah, it like lingers. But when you're actually drinking the beer itself, the alcohol just blends into everything else.
And I think that's because it's just a really well-made Scotch ale. The mouthfeel on this, medium-bodied, smooth. I would call this balanced. And the drinkability for me, in my opinion, I haven't had a lot of Scotch ales. I've had maybe a dozen in my life. But I would say this, by far.
That's actually a lot, I think.
Not really. I mean, I've had probably had 1,000 IPAs.
Fair enough.
You know, by comparison, I would say hands down, this is the best Scotch ale that I've ever had. It's complex, but balanced. It's smooth, not boring. The price isn't crazy either. For $14.99 for a 4-pack, you know, that may sound expensive, but when you're looking at 11% alcohol, basically you're getting, you know, this is damn near, you drink four of these, it's like drinking a 12-pack.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like $3.50 a beer, which is not ridiculous.
I think this is definitely worth $3.50 a beer when it comes down to all of it. So I would say definitely price point is another seller for this. The only problem is it's a limited time release, so get it while you can. And if you love it, stock up on it. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave? Oh! Mahoney's Beer Scout Supremacy, I give the founders, Backwoods Bastard, a 4.3 out of 5.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast, every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, tickets for Modest Mouse in today's Know the Show. Here we go.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Can we talk about on top of donuts? That does not make a donut premium and does not warrant a $3 extra charge.
And also, I don't know why. They always use the crappy frosting to secure the to the top as well. It's a bad donut. Don't do that. So what do people put on top of donuts that we don't like? We do not approve.
You guys both gave me this look. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You gave me a look like, all right, what the hell?
702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Modest Mouse. They are coming to Las Vegas. Going to be over at Brooklyn Bowl on December the 11th. Your chance to win free tickets right now if you know the answer for Know the Show today.
I'm very passionate about this. I mean, the fact that I feel like this is just another way to gouge us as consumers, Dave.
It's the lazy way of trying to make a donut a premium donut.
Yeah. Make it a premium donut. Don't just, you know.
A Bavarian cream is a fantastic donut.
You keep going back to the Bavarian. What is your obsession with Bavarian cream? There's a lot of places that I eat a Bavarian cream.
The bear claws
are
delicious.
And it just goes through me, like, instantly.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's like, for whatever reason, those run right through me.
A German lad like yourself can't handle the Bavarian cream?
I guess not.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I'm already so creamy that it just...
That's why your family fled Germany?
Yeah.
Couldn't resist the donuts, so we got to get out of here. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Kenny.
Kenny, what's the correct answer?
Cereal.
Yeah, don't put cereal on donuts.
Or, if you do, just don't charge $3 more per donut.
Yeah, no. Everyone knows that that's not $3 worth of cereal on top of that.
We know that's not even we know you're not even using the name brand stuff. We know that's generic.
Mm-hmm. Every damn time. Kenny, congratulations, Modest Mouse, over at Brooklyn Bowl on December the 11th. You're going for free.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend, man. Thank you for listening today.
You too. Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.